time for our Block Club Chicago Extremely Local News Report. Seamus Toomey on the Team Hochberg phone line. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, no surprise, but now it's official. No Chris Kindle market this year, right?
Yes, a little sad. Just the latest thing to get washed out by the pandemic. The Chris Kindle market, which is in has been in Daly Plaza for decades. So it was actually outside Wrigley Field last year as well. Is canceled. It was due to come here November 1st, but I think most people could probably see the writing on the wall that packing all those food stands and bratwurst into Daly Plaza was not going to be a safe thing. One thing I hadn't really thought about, but the organizers pointed out, was that a lot of these vendors actually come from Europe. It's quite authentic, so that, you know, they were going to have travel problems as well as quarantine and on back and forth. So it is off. You're not going to be able to get your spiced wine. If you're, I guess one bright spot of this is they are moving, some sales online, including the souvenir mug that the boot mug that people like to collect. There isn't going to be a 2020 version. Who would want that, to be honest?
Yeah,
but they are offering some past years. So if you've got a giant collection and you're missing 2008, you may be able to find it online. They said they're going to dig through their storeroom and try to sell out all the old ones they've got. So we've got a link to it on our website, but it is also just chriskindlemarket.com, if you could spell that.
Yeah, I would always love walking through there at lunchtime or dinner time. It really felt like the holiday season. Oh, well, at least the Austin City Market is alive and well and open, isn't it?
Exactly. This is sort of the opposite story. The Austin City Market, which is a farmer's market that's based at the Austin Town Hall Park at 5610 West Lake Street on Thursday afternoons. It had a great year this year. They had some new leadership there. An Austin resident named Liz Ubinaw really leaned on a lot of her friends in the fresh, healthy grocery community to show up and organize it. And they said they had three times as many residents come out for a variety of reasons, including her encouraging more vendors to get out there, but also just more focus on fresh food in the Austin neighborhood as more and more folks open stands out there. So they're extending their season through the end of October now. Thursday, October 29th, right now is targeted to be the last day. So they're adding a couple weeks onto it. But I think the cool news was just how they've really tripled the average amount of people that have showed up there. They are doing COVID safety measures, including keeping people safe and safely distanced. So it's worked out well, and congratulations to the Austin City Market for having a good run this year.
Every Thursday afternoon through the end of October, 5610 West Lake Street, Austin Town Hall Park. And here's the update on the tamale guy.
Right, the tamale guy has been in the news quite a bit this year, from opening his own restaurant after decades of selling tamales bar to bar on weekend nights. Claudio Velez unfortunately had contracted coronavirus and a very severe case. He had been on a ventilator and in intensive care and critical condition all of last month. He went home yesterday. He is feeling better. The doctors and nurses at Rush Hospital got him back to health. They wheeled him out in a wheelchair yesterday. We don't know precisely the long-term ramifications of a month on a ventilator is going to turn out, but he was talking to people on the way out of the hospital. He was thanking everybody, and sort of a weepy moment of a video that Rush posted. He got a round of applause from all of the nurses and doctors who had treated him. They lined the hallways and gave him a cheer. And I even saw the head of Rush Hospital, Omar Lateef, was in the video at the end wishing Claudio Velez the best. So the tamale guy is back. His restaurant has been open during his illness, and it's at 2018 West Chicago Avenue. And like I said, he'd become a legend over the years for just showing up so unexpectedly in these bars in Wicker Park and Bucktown and Logan Square, Lincoln Park, around the north side, just when people needed a tamale after a long night. So he's got a lot of friends, and a lot of people were very worried about him since he went in late August.
Who doesn't need a tamale? Thanks for ending on a good note, Seamus. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.